Never ever had any plans to be a quote solo artist unquote, and I to this point never think of myself as that. Dio was a band, of course, that came out of a lot of frustration, having been in some bands that I'd been released from, or whatever the nice word is that makes us, our egos feel a little bit better, but booted out was what happens. It happens to everyone, and you either can deal with that or you can't deal with that. The first time it happened, mainly in the Rainbow days, didn't make me immediately want to get to have my own band, but I did consider it. And in fact, I did work with a few musicians that were in Elf before, once again with Mickey Lee Sewell, with Mark Nosseef, and Craig Gruber, as a matter of fact. And we were going to put a band together because there was an interim between Rainbow and the next band I was in, which was Black Sabbath. So when the Sabbath invitation came about, which initially started only as Tony and I going to put a band together. It had nothing to do with Black Sabbath at all. Tony was going to leave the band. He wasn't happy with them at all. Through a mutual friend, I was living in Connecticut at the time because that's where we went with Rainbow to live. That's where Richie wanted to live. So we moved from California back to the East Coast again. At that point, I stayed there after my time in Rainbow was up because I really had nowhere else to go and didn't know what else to do. But it was a very difficult situation in New York. I wasn't really part of the New York City scene, didn't want to be part of that scene. And all the musicians that I knew who were playing the kind of music I wanted to play were back in Los Angeles. But we stayed there. And during that time, as I say, a mutual friend who lived in California called and said that she had talked to Tony Iommi at the Rainbow one night, famous Rainbow Bar and Grill, and he wanted to know if he could get my telephone number. So she called me, and I said, yeah, sure. So Tony called, and he told me, as I mentioned to you, that he was going to leave the band and form something else, and he knew I was not in Rainbow anymore, and he liked all the things that I'd done, and would I be interested in doing something with him. So we actually started on, let's do that. He said, do you have any musicians in mind? And I said, well, I have a drummer. And he said, well, I really want to use Bill, because he had played with Bill all of his life, of course. And I said, that's fine with me. I said, there are other players. We can deal with it. So we talked for a while, for a period of 3 or 4 months. And then the conversation stopped, because they were then at that point offered, it was going to be their 10th anniversary, and they were going to do a big reunion tour. They had had a couple albums before that particular point that were not very successful. So it was a very downtime for them. So as I say, everything stopped. Money is a great deterrent for putting musicians together. Eventually, I moved back to California again. And lo and behold, one night, saw Tony in the Rainbow, who was a bit sheepish about it all and sent someone over to say, oh, do you think you'd maybe say hello to me? And so I did, of course. And from there, I was invited to where they were rehearsing, and then the rest became what it became with Sabbath. I went into a situation where leaving even was more hurtful than the first time. And after that, I think after both of those boots up the arse, that's when I decided that I better take control of my own life. I think I know what I want. I think I paid enough dues, and I this will give me a chance to choose the people that I want to play with and make the kind of music that I want to make without having any outside interference. So at that point, that's what happened. But it wasn't this massive heap on my shoulders that said, do it yourself, boy, you can do it. Not at all. It took a while because I never had that solo attitude. And when I did put Dio together, it never was a solo project to me. It had my name on it, which I thought was clever from a business standpoint. After all, coming out of Sabbath, people knew who I was, and Rainbow. And so what better connection for some kind of instant recognition than to call the band Dio? So, of course, everyone thought, well, Mr. Ego's done it again. He's called the band after himself because he controls everything and, he just hires people and away he goes. But that's not what happened. At that point, that's when we started the search for the musicians to make the Holy Diver album what it was.